Revival is a extraordinary move of God in and through the people of God. It is a move of Him that is visible and seen and undeniable. That's revival. And what have I said? It begins in you. Paul talks about this in Ephesians. In Ephesians, I believe he is speaking about a pursuing of more of God in and through your life at chapter 3. Speaking to the degree of the Holy Spirit and surrender in our life, he says this. He says, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That's this deeper surrender, more of Christ in and through your life. Then he says a little bit later, he says, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ and to know his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. There's this more that he wants to do in and through your life. Then he says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine through the power that is at work within us to be the glory in the church unto him alone generations. All of that is describing this immeasurably more of God's presence in and through the people of God. Revival. Revival begins in you. And what if I say that it's not so much about seeking revival, it's about seeking the reviver?